Morning, everybody. My name is Miles Clark. I'll be running through the morning brief for today. I just want to go ahead and get started with a quick shout out on a nice report piece put together by good friend and colleague Joseph Tazzullo. He talked together or put together a commentary on semiconductors and their recent action. So I know a lot of you probably have exposure to semiconductors one way or the other, talking about either SOXX or individual stock exposure there. So take a look at that. It's going to be in the daily equity and market analysis piece for today. Next, in terms of performance, mostly negative day across the board, but markets did rally off of bottoms into the close there. Some of these weren't enough to get back into positive territory. Did see the S&P 500 still down over 1%. The average stock took it on the chin there, down about 1.63%, as well as the Dow Jones, down over 1.5%. Towards the upside, emerging markets and gold, the only two names landing in positive territory. In terms of chart action, we did see the S&P 500 continue lower, moving to new chart lows for the year at around 5750 there for SPX. Now remaining on that sell signal in that call of those now, but still decisively in a positive trend. We are interested in kind of holding our ground here above 5,700, 5,750 or so. That would be in a point of interest for bulls in the near term. Towards the upside, we're going to eye reversals and really see how we react again around 6,000, which was a sticky point of resistance, kind of towards the end of 2024 into the start of 2025. So again, looking for that reversal back up towards the middle of the trading band there. For S&P 500 now down almost 2% for the year. Next, talk about the Russell 2000. I know David mentioned a reversal up yesterday. We did in fact get a reversal back down at, with yesterday's action. That is, excuse me, now posting a third consecutive sell signal and moving to new 2025 chart lows at this point. So again, very similar picture to broader markets in general and kind of market action seen elsewhere. You're meeting new lows with a significant level of highs up above. This is going to be a maybe a bit of a concerning development as we see more charts really struggling to crack those highs that they established earlier in 2025. Next, talking about momentum, using proxy MTUM there. This one did reverse back down into a column of O's yesterday to a chart reading of 210. Now, we do still maintain a string of consecutive buy signals here and have a strong fund score. Broader momentum is still doing well, but we have seen some cracks in the foundation. You take a look at RS spread, which we've talked about before, that's returned to a sell signal. So, momentum is struggling a little bit. There's no ways around that. Certainly not trying to hide that, but overall, the longer term picture is still pretty good. We've saying that for broader domestic equities. We'll say that for momentum as well. You get a reversal back down, but you still maintain pairs of buy signals and a positive trend for your momentum proxies. Next, taking a look at a couple of different relative strength charts I want to bring to your attention today. First is going to be RPG, so growth versus money market here at this point. Reversed back down into a column of O's with yesterday's action on a 3.25 scale there. So growth showing some weakness against cash at this point. Now we do still sit on a string of three consecutive buy signals. But again, just something to keep in mind that we have seen growth underperform enough against cash to move and show some near-term weakness. Something to watch. Next, also EFA, so developed markets versus the S&P 500. This one reversed back up off of bottoms. Historical bottoms, I may add, but we do still remain here on a string of three consecutive sell signals. So the long-term preference still sitting with domestic equities, but again, similar to that growth money market comment I just made, we have seen enough near-term underperformance for the S&P 500 to reverse back up here in favor of EFA. So keep an eye out on your domestic equity exposure, maybe find some areas to, pick up focused international exposure because we are seeing some near-term preference here. Next, just wrapping up with two quick, maybe alternative comments. No, David mentioned crude oil yesterday. Just wanted to touch on it continuing to move lower to a chart reading of 67, 66 or so. That's going to be a point bulls are going to look to defend here. So looking for reversals back up into the low 70s here for crude, but long exposure should still be limited. And for gold, up about 0.67% yesterday, did advance enough to form a double top buy signal on its default chart. It would break it there with chart action up above 29. 930 there for gold. Relatively speaking, within the commodity space, precious metals and gold specifically still remain a leader. All right, that's going to do it for me here, and David will be back again tomorrow.